Hey, I'm your Ableton drum and bass tutor. This lesson walks you through designing a simple wobble bass for DNB at around 174 BPM. It's aimed at beginners, but I'll give you real device chains, exact settings to try, and practical tips, so you can make a rolling bass that sits with the kick and actually knocks. Ready? Let's build it. First, the goal. We're making a two-layer wobble bass, a clean mono sub-layer for the low-end foundation, and a mid-slash-high wobble layer that carries the movement. We'll use stock Ableton devices, Wave-Eatable or Operator, EQ8, Saturator, Utility, and a compressor for sidechaining, and put them into an instrument rack with macros for quick control, wobble rate, filter cutoff, drive, and sub-level. Tempo for the examples. Set your project to 174 BPM. Step 1. Project setup. Create a MIDI track and load your synth. Wave-Eatable is preferred because of its built-in LFOs and filters. If you only have intro, you can use Operator or Simpler plus an auto filter. Rename the track Wobble Bass so you don't lose it in the session. Step 2. Build the sublayer. Create a dedicated MIDI track and load Operator or a second Wave-Eatable. Call it sub. In Operator, set oscillator to a pure sine at octave minus 2. Turn the other oscillators off. Make the amp envelope have a tiny attack, sustain full, and a release between 30 and 60 milliseconds so notes feel round but not flubby. Insert an EQ8 and place a low pass around 140 to 160 Hz to keep only the sub content. Drop a utility and set width to 0% so the sub is strictly mono. Keep the sub notes simple. Long sustained notes in the low octave. Think D1 or lower, so it fills the bar without distractions. Step 3. Build the wobble layer. Load Wave-Eatable on a second MIDI track. Use a saw or a square wave for the main oscillator, and optionally layer a low sine underneath for body. Set the filter to a low pass 24 dB and start the cutoff around 600 Hz. Now the key, LFO. Put LFO 1 in sync mode. Choose a triangle wave for a smooth wobble or a saw for a sharper sweep, and set the rate to a musical value. 1/4 for slow wobble, 1/8 for faster motion, or 1/8 triplet for that rolling jungle feel. Map LFO 1 to the filter cutoff, with a depth around 40 to 60% and turn retrigger on so the wobble locks rhythmically to each note. You can add a little filter envelope so the filter opens on attack for extra punch. If you're using Operator instead, use a saw or pulse on the main oscillator and either use auto filter on the track for a synced LFO or create subtle FM with another oscillator for grit. Then use an external LFO or max for live if needed. Step 4. Combine with an instrument rack. Drop both sub and wobble into an instrument rack as two chains. Set their key zones if you want the sub to only play the lowest notes, or let them share the same notes and blend with macros. Map 4 macros. Wobble rate to the Wave-Eatable LFO rate or auto filter sync. Drive to your saturator drive control. Sub level to the sub chain volume, and filter cutoff to the Wave-Eatable filter. That gives you instant hands-on control for arrangement and automation. Step 5. Processing and effects. On the rack's output or on the track, insert devices in this order. Clean EQ8, saturator, a mild glue compressor or multiband dynamics, another corrective EQ, and utility. On the wobble chain, high-pass everything below about 120 to 150 Hz before distortion so your sub stays clean. For the saturator, start with 2 to 6 dB of drive, mode set to analog clip or soft clip, and a dry/wet between 30 and 60% depending on how dirty you want it. For sidechaining to the kick, use a compressor with a sidechain input from the kick bus. Try ratio 4:1, attack between 5 and 15 ms, and release between 100 and 200 ms, tweak until the bass ducks naturally with the kick. Add a parallel dirty path to taste, by duplicating the wobble chain or using a send. On that duplicate, push saturator and maybe redux for bit reduction, but be sure to high-pass it above 150 Hz so the low end isn't ruined by distortion. Blend this dirty path in for bite. Step 6. MIDI programming. Keep the sub notes long, sustain across a bar or half bar. Use the same MIDI for the wobble and automate the wobble rate macro and filter cutoff for validation. For fills, create short 16th note retriggers or 1/16 triplet runs at transitions. A common pattern, long sustained sub on bar 1. Introduce the wobble on bar 2, then use a quick 16th or triplet run to lead into a drop. Step 7. Arrangement and automation. Introduce the sound gradually by starting with sub only, then sweep the wobble in with a low pass sweep on the mid chain. For pre-drops, automate rate from 1/4 to 1/8 to 1/16, increase drive, and bring up the dirty parallel chain. Small automations are powerful, A 2 to 4 dB EQ move for 2 bars can create real interest without overprocessing. Common mistakes to watch for. Don't stereoize the sub. Keep it mono to avoid phase cancellation. Always sync the LFO to the tempo, otherwise the wobble won't lock to your drums. Don't oversaturate the sub. High pass before distortion. Keep resonance low to avoid whistles. And don't skip sidechain. A wobble and kick that compete will make your groove muddy. Quick pro tips. A slash be your bass against a reference track in the same BPM to check punch and motion. If the kick and bass clash around 50 to 120 Hz, carve a narrow notch on the bass or boost the kick slightly to give each instrument its space. To add perceived weight without raising level, duplicate the sub chain. Low pass that duplicate tightly between 30 and 80 Hz, compress it lightly, and blend under the main bass. For heavier DNB, try light FM in operator for metallic grit, or multi-band distortion that only hits the mids. Use tiny pitch modulation on the mid wobble to add instability and aggression. Just a few cents is enough. This audio version is shortened for playback.